don't fight it because you're not going to win. When life comes at you, you know, you're just not going to win. So shift your priorities, shift your focus, change your goals. And then when it's time, come back. Episode 463 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, shifting your priorities. Hey guys, before we dive into today's episode, just want to remind you that one of the cool things you can do to help the show is to leave a review on iTunes or whatever Apple is calling their podcast interface now. I know it's not the easiest thing. As much as I love Apple, it is a little bit complicated. But if you do that, it just helps to bring the show up over the ranks a little bit and hopefully help some more people to find the show. Got a review recently from S. West 1160, who said, Denny puts together one of the best podcasts out there and strives to get better. All levels of runners on as guests with many different backgrounds, and it's as much about life as it is about running. Also, a great bunch of tips as separate episodes for easy-to-find references. I'm hooked. Thank you, S. West. That means a lot. Kind of solidifies that maybe what my goal is for the show is actually happening, that what I want to happen is happening, is coming across. And I really do appreciate your time and your effort and your willingness to leave a review. Like I said, it definitely helps. And if you guys want to help out and do the same thing, all you need to do is go to iTunes, go to Apple Podcasts on your phone or on your computer and in the iTunes under the podcast section, find the show, search for Diz Runs, and leave a little rating and review. It definitely means a lot and is much appreciated. So with that, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. It's going to be a quick one today, a literal quick tip today, because as this episode comes out, for those that are listening to this well into the future, as this episode comes out, we are bracing here in the Sunshine State for it to be not so sunshiny for a couple of days. Hurricane Irma is coming, and as the projections of the storm change, it looks like it's going to be closer and closer to us here at Diz Runs HQ here at the house in Central Florida. So, we're well into the starting to get into the preparations. We've got a couple days before the storm's going to get here. And hopefully maybe things will continue to change and we'll be out of the direct path of the storm, but looks like there's going to be some wind and some rain. And, that's kind of inspired this episode. It's kind of, my priorities for a normal Friday, for a normal part of my life, the normal end of the week routine, are shifting. And not because I want to, not because I've had any choice in the matter, but because I have to do what I have to do to, try to help protect the house, help to protect my family, and help us to do what we have to do to get through this storm. And we face those same challenges sometimes in our running. And, it may be something weather related. My running this weekend may not be what it normally is because of the storm. As much as my running goals are a priority, obviously health and safety and things like that are more of a priority. So, the storm may be shifting my priorities on my running, but there's other factors. It could be work things. It could be family things. It could be births. It could be accidents. It could be tragedies. It could be injuries. It could be just your health. You might be sick and all of a sudden, you're sick leading right up to a big race and now you can't run in that race that you've been working towards. So there's so many times in our lives that, through no fault of our own, and not because we want to, we are forced to change our priorities as runners. And here's the thing. That's okay. That's the main message that I want to get out today. If you have a priority of or a big goal and you're making it a priority of, I want to run this race to qualify for Boston, or I'm looking forward to running this race as my first half marathon or my first marathon or whatever, a specific race that you want that to be your first one. Hopefully things will go off as planned, but we all know that life can make other plans once in a while, that life can force us to adapt. And when that does, when we have to change our plans, when we have to shift our goals, there's two things that I want you to remember. One is that, it's not anybody's fault. It's not your fault. Even if there's an injury or there's a sickness or something like that, it is what it is. We have to move on. We have to look past it and go to the next thing. And, for me right now, that means that, maybe I'm not going to do as much work today and this weekend as I would like to, because I'm going to be taking care of the storm. But then the other thing, the flip side of that, is that we can always go back to our priorities. Just because we have to change our goals, change our focus, change what we're working on right now, in the here and now doesn't mean we have to change them forever. You know, so maybe you're preparing for a big race. This is your best chance at qualifying for Boston, and this is going to happen. And then something goes wrong. Maybe you get an injury in the week leading up to it, or maybe you have some type of digestive issue or food issue that screws things up. All right? It doesn't mean, you know, and maybe in the days before the race, so all of a sudden, you know, it's just Boston's not going to happen that day. That's all right. I mean, it sucks. You know, it's not something to just, you know, oh well, but you know, maybe for that day, the priority is just to go out and run a good race. Or maybe the priority is to not race because that's the smarter thing to do. Maybe that's how your priorities shift that day. But that doesn't mean you can't come back and you know, try to Boston qualify later. Okay. So, you know, you can shift your focus. You can find something different. You can make something different a priority in that time, in that season. You know, maybe you have kids and you have to do, you know, you want to do things with your kids, with your family, or they're getting into, your kids are getting older, they're getting into a travel sports league or something. So all of a sudden, all the time you used to be able to spend running, you can't anymore. Well, that doesn't mean you can't just give up on all your running goals and ambitions and you know, places you want to go, races you want to do. You just need to put them on pause, shift your priorities for a while. And then when life allows, you can shift back. So that's the main story of today. Like I said, I'm wrapping this up quick so I can get this out and go, you know, kind of start taking care of some things out and around the house and make sure that we're going to be safe. So for everybody who's listening to this as the episode comes out, you know, if you're in South Florida area or where the hurricane is coming, be safe, take care of yourselves. If you're not, you know, thoughts and prayers and all those kinds of things are certainly appreciated. So, That is it for today. Nice, short, and sweet. When you have to shift your priorities, don't fight it because you're not going to win. When life comes at you, you know, you're just not going to win. So shift your priorities, shift your focus, change your goals, and then when it's time, come back. Those goals aren't going to go anywhere. They're not going to disappear on you. You know, the opportunities at least aren't going to disappear on you. So shift them. And then come back when it's the right time. And that's what I'm going to do. Once the storm passes and everything is good and we're good to go, we'll be right back to you know, normal operations around here. But for now, going to have to kind of pull back on some things that are unessential when it comes to work-wise, which is probably most of it. You know, got to take care of the family first. And that's okay. And that's okay. So that's it for today. Hope you have a great rest of your day whenever it is you listen to this. Or if you're well into the future, hopefully Florida's still here and I'm still going. You know, we didn't get washed out to sea during the hurricane. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening. Leave a review on for the show if you don't mind. And next time, hopefully it'll be a next time. Because hopefully we'll still be here after the storm. We'll talk to you then. Until then, take care, guys. And talk soon. See you.